Yeah, the middle of Shin Mem in the Mishnah Bure, Sifkot Chav Beis, by the last line, Ois Beis, HaKosev, HaKosev Al Bsorei B'Dyayim. But before we learn the Mishnah Bure, I'd like to mention, I forgot to bring it to the Shia, but yesterday we had mentioned a heter from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach that a person who is learning surgery is permitted to be in the operating room on Shabbos to learn the tricks of the trade, and he's permitted to ask the doctor also questions. And Dirshu brings this down from Lev Avraham. And it says in brackets, Urei Shailis Yaivitz Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Aleph. It just says, look into it. So God, someone brought me the safe of Shailis Yaivitz. And Rabbi Yankiv Emden speaks specifically about this Shaila. Someone asked him, he was learning to be a surgeon, if he's allowed to be in the operating room on Shabbos and to watch. And he vehemently asks. He says, B'shum oifen, he shouldn't be there. He has a multitude of reasons, but then he says, we see Chazal were chayish of so many things which we really don't think they're so shriach. They asked, you're not allowed to play a cliche, he might come to fix it. He's not allowed to go to swim, he might make a raft. All these things are not to shriach. He says, if a person is in an operating room and they're going to ask him, hand me something, do something, he says, it's so shriach that he could be over isurim. This is very shriach, and therefore he asks Bachlet. So it's very interesting. He just brought down the Rei Shailis Yaivitz, and he just brings down that it's, so it's very choshev to know that he asked. So now, HaKosev Al Besori, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down a multitude of halachos in Kosev and Moichek, which in the Mechaber was very bekitzer. So he brings them down. HaKosev Al Besoroi B'Dyoi. A person writes on his skin B'Dyoi with ink. Chayiv. So he's Chayiv. This is called HaKosev D'Araisa because it has the two qualifications of Ksiv D'Araisa. It's written B'Dovor HaMeskayim. He wrote it with ink. And he wrote it Al Dovor HaMeskayim because the skin of an Odom has a din of a Dovor HaMeskayim. So now he asks, Af al pi shechamimus besoroi maveres aksav la'achazman. So he asks, this is the Rambam's akasha. So the Rambam asks that a person writes something on his skin, it will not remain there too long because the body heat will make that the Ksav will not remain. So the Rambam asks, so why is this called Al Dovor HaMeskayim? If we're going, Agavur Rab Shlomo Zalman being Zarayf in this Rambam's Kasha, that Al Dovor HaMeskayim does not mean that only is the last Shabbos, in Shabbos, because he says, some of you write something on your hand on Shabbos, so the heat will not take it away. There is a Zman that will be there long enough, the heat of the body will make that this Ksav will become bottled. So the Rambam asks, so this is not Al Dovor HaMeskayim. So the Rambam answers, Arei Zedoyma L'Ksav Shenimchak. This is similar that a person wrote a ksav and then he erased it. So this is considered was a ksav hamiskayim, and later someone erased it. I'd like to elaborate a minute. The Tzoyis Chaim asks a kasha on this Rambam. The Tzoyis Chaim asks, he doesn't understand the comparison of the Rambam. If a person wrote something, miksav hamiskayim, aldova hamiskayim. So that's called it was a kaiser. Later he takes an eraser and he erases it. So that is nothing to do with the malachi he had done. There was a ksav hamiskayim, aldova hamiskayim. Here, if a person writes on his skin, automatically it won't remain there too long because of the heat of the body. So what is the comparison? So he explains that Rambam is telling us as follows. Be'etzem, the Oyer Ho'odom is a Dover Hamiskayim. He write on skin, it's a Dover Hamiskayim. A person has body heat also. So the body that is generating heat, so that heat is causing that the ksav should be nimchak. But this has nothing to do with the skin. This is a davar nifrat, his body heat will cause that the ksav on the skin will erase. So that's the mashal of the Rambam. A person made an emes ksav and something else is erasing it. The oir mitad asmai that he had written on was a davar hamiskayim. Now the oir has got attached to the body and the body is generating heat. So the heat of the body is erasing it, but it has nothing to do with the ksav.
On the beach, and then the water comes over it, so it takes it away. That's the follow to that. That's the right thing. And then the second way is the water comes, so there.
That is a whole that I mean, if we turn the etzem ksive, it would last. No, the wave comes, the wave
goes everywhere. It
will remain. No, but you're saying there's a wave that comes and erases it.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, but you say there's a davar nifrat that is erasing it. That is what the Rambam is saying. Even though the skin is attached to the body and the body produces heat which erases it, but it has nothing to do with the skin. The ksav is on the skin. Mm-hmm. There's something else in the body that is erasing it. That's the heat of the body. So it could very well be if you write if a person will be, a person will be mavir an eish and the wind will blow it out. The mitzad atzma, he made a eish and then there's a wind that's blowing it out. And the guy by near Chanukah, it could be it's not, you wouldn't be yetzer because you are madlik in a mokim which will not burn for 30 minutes. But there's a different gedder. But here in the gedder of a malocha miskayim, mitzad atzmoy, this is a malocha miskayim. That's what the Rambam is saying. Avol hamis, that's if you write with ink on your skin. Avol hamisareit al besoreit tzuris ksav, a person will scratch out on his skin a tzura of ksav, potter. Then it'll be potter. Could be this will last pretty long also, till it will heal up. Shein derech ksive bekach, but it's not derech ksive. People do not write in this oifen, so it's not derech ksive, so it's only also mid the rabbonim.
Two?
What?
Tattoo?
A tattoo, something else. Tattoo is with ink. You're just scratching. So the scratching alone is not derech ksive. Hakireya al ha'oyer kitavnis ksav. Now, I think the case of the Rambam is as follows. A person had a skin, and he cut out a tzura voices from the skin. He tore out from the skin a tzura voices. He made a woven, an olive, So it's like a stencil that you have. You look at the skin, so you can see there are osseous cut out in the skin. So that's aksav hamiskayim, chayim mishum kaisev. That's also called a kaisev. Haloshim al ha'oyim. Haloshim, I think he means he only made an indentation, but he did not really cut out into the skin. They just made an indentation in the skin. Kitav nisksav koto. So then he's koto. And then he brings in brackets and the sentence says the opposite, and that's a problem. But let's jump to Gimel. Hakoisei sov al gabi ksav. What happens if there was previously a ksav, there was an aleph and a base, and it was written with diyoy, and now he takes again a pen that is diyoy, and he goes over the first ksav. He goes over the first ksav. The hainu shehevir kulmeis aloysiyeis haksuvim kvar v'chitshom. That means he made them look a little fresher. That means there was a previously a ksav with diyoy, and he takes diyoy and he goes over the previous ksav. Potter. So that is not called a kosev. The holoi ahani midi. He did not accomplish anything. That means they had an aleph that was written in black ink before, and he wrote over that aleph. So I have again. So he did not. He didn't accomplish anything. So that is not considered a kosev. Avol im hevir diyoy al gabe sikro. But what is the first ksav was red. And now he went and over the first ksav, he went and took black ink and he wrote over the red ink, he wrote with black ink. Chayiv shtayim. Then with that kosev is chayiv two chatois. Achas mishum koisev. Now, when he's considered a koisev, sha'achav hooks, he accomplished something with the second ksav. The second ksav is a dark ksav, is a black ksav. So this is an accomplishment. Sha'achav hooksav hogun yoisemi borishaine. Va'achas mishum meichek, and he also erased the first ktav. That means the first ktav that was written in red ink is now not here anymore. So he is a kosev and a meichek. Shemoichek b'ksivosoi eshtei oisiyois atachtoinis. By writing black ink over red ink, he is erasing the bottom oisiyois, and at the same time, he is writing the top oisiyois. What if he did the opposite? He had black ink, and now he went and he wrote over the black ink with red ink. That means the ice was written in black ink, and now he went and took red ink and covered the first ice with red ink. Potter. So he's not chayiv anything. The mekalkalu, he didn't accomplish anything. That means he made an inferior ksav. That means that a darker ksav is a superior ksav to a lighter ksav. So a black ksav is superior to a red ksav. So all that he did was mekalkal the previous ksav before he had a black ksav, now it's covered with red. So he's not considered a kosev because there was a better ksiva before. And he's not considered a moichik also because he didn't accomplish anything. So she's a mekalkel. So here, it's also midarabonam. Ein ha-toisev chayev chatos ad she-yichtoiv shtei oisiyos. You have to write two oisiyos in order to be chayev. Avol in kosav ois achas, he wrote one ois, afilu hoiso gidoilo kishtayim, it's a very large ois, but he wrote one ois. Poto mechatos is poto mechatos, because the sheer kosev is two oisiyos. But there is an Isser Dereise by one ois, because it's a Chotzi Shia. One ois is a Chotzi Shia, a Chanal Bereish HaSimen.
But technically the red is still there.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant.
What's that? The erasing.
That's called erasing. We had also to put wax over an ois, that's also called a meichik. If you can't see it anymore, even though it's still there. And wax is a bigger chiddush. Because, yeah. So we had that. If you take it off. If you take it off, it's there. Bafal pikein, it's called. It's called a meichik. That's the chiddush taka. Yeah.
That's
that the Lechatchila one should be machmer by Tzvi Boichlam. It's not a Dabba Muskim, it's a Chumre.
Where is the Tzvi?
I just saw, but I didn't see what he answered. Someone there, every Kaisim should be at Seveya.
Oh.
I mean, before you have a white piece of paper, now I make a black ice, so I'm coloring. I don't know, it seems Tzviya means something else. Tzviya means I want the previous thing to have a color. That is called Tzveya. I want to color that thing. By Kosev, it's not I want to color the paper. I want the oi should be on the paper. I mean, the shaila is what the intent is. If I want to color a picture, so that's something else. And then I'm coloring the paper. They will maybe have later such an in. If a person, I think there's a Rambam. The Rambam says that if a person makes an outline of a picture on a keli, fine. And then a second person goes and colors the outline. So the first one is chayim als koisev, and the second is chayim als seveya. But seems every koisev is not a seveya. A koisev is something else. Seveya means I want to be misakin that thing. I want to color that thing. I want to make that thing colored. Koisev means I want to give a message. I mean, I don't want to color that thing. It's a different Mechuvin, it's a different Mechuvin in Gansan. And here it seems by the oisiest, the ois gives a message. So I want the message to be clearly seen with black or not so clearly seen with red. But then it's not Tveya, it is Kaysid. Avo, imozeho ois, hishlim es a sefer. Chayev. But if one ois, there was missing one ois in a sefer, and I wrote that ois, and with that, the sefer became complete, so the honey mice of Tuve, that is called, he did a tremendous accomplishment, so you don't need two oisiyas to give it a chshivus of kaisev. That means the shir of two aishias is, that's called a choshive maise. I wrote two aishias. But if one aish will be mashlim a seifem, so that's also called a kaisev. Now, let me just say, in this show, he brings down a few things. One thing he brings down, Rabbeinu Chananel, that's a sefer, you know, a sefer Torah, and it was missing one ois, or one of the chavdalets for him. He brings down Rabbeinu Chananel, if he had a mezuzah that was missing one ois, and now, so this is considered an entity, bifnei atzmoi, that was chaser, was missing one ois, and now you go and your mashlim with one ois. So this ois has a cheshivis in your chayim and filled by one ois, by a mezuzah. Now he brings down a machlekes, it's by a sefer choyl, not a sefer kodesh, a sefer choyl, but also was missing one ois. Because we'll have later, the Isser of Kaisim is in all languages, Lav Davka Lashon HaKodesh. So a Sefer Chol that was missing one ois, so there's a machlokes if he'll be chayim with one ois. Yeah, so the last ois, that's right, 100%. A person wrote one ois, so we say he's not, that's it, it's a chotzi shir. V'niked oleho l'simin. And over the ois, he put a point over it for a simin to show us he means something. He doesn't mean this ois alone. Afalpi shekoyin mimeno al yedeze teva shleima. That means this point, this strechel, this line that he put over the ois is coming to tell us that this ois means a word. It's not because that doesn't have a chshivus of two ois. It's keta. Kegoyin shekosav ois mem. He wrote a nice mem, and he put a simon over the mem. Vakil teirin oisai meiser. A mem with a sechel means that the food in this box is meiser. Oisha tosva bimoke minyan. Or he wrote a mem with a sechel, and that means, he's telling us he means 40. That means he wrote one ois that has a deep meaning, that means a word. This ois means a word, but it's still an ois. It's not two oises, and it is still called the chotzi shir. Hamegia ois achas. Va'osa oisa shtayim. Kegoyin shechilek gag aches, v'nase shnei zaynim, v'utsorich loze chayim. Now, this is very interesting. A ches, b'ksav ashuris, how does a ches look b'ksav ashuris? A ches is two zainin, and there's a chatoitris, like an upside-down V, that is connecting the two zainin. So I have two zainin, and then I have a chatoitris, an upside-down V, which is connected. This is a ches. This is how you write a ches. Now, I went and erased the chatoitris, and now, through erasing the chatoitris, I have now two zainin. So, I think I did three things. Two things for sure. I was moichik aches, but this is not chayim, because I was only moichik one ois. So, you're not chayim, I'll say. But you're chayim because I was a kosev of two zainin. By erasing the chatoitris of the ches, I brought about two Zainen. I made two Zainen now. It's hot places, one. No! What? This is my life. This is called my yeah. No, that's called Choktoishes. And then the Choktoishes means, that means like this Choktoishes. Well, let's talk about another case. That's a Yehim. Oh, that's a similar case. Yehim Adalid. Adalid means Yehim. Yehim a regular Adalid. And then you have Adalid that's sticking out from behind the regal. That's Adalid. It's going this way and this way. And I go and I cut off this chalik and that becomes a reish. So I made this into a reish. So this is called, in by a get, this is not good. Because it's called a chok. That means you made the ois by taking away the around, and now from that it became an ois. But by Shabbos, we hold that's also chayiv. So anyway, I made an ois, I'm called a kaisuf. This is called, I made an ois. I'll erase the gag hadalid. I made it into a reish. I made a reish. That's how you make a reish. You can make a reish. And here I made two, but that's one reish. Here we want to say he's high if he made two reishes. So by being moichik, the chatoitris of the ches, so he was moichik one reish, which is only a chotzishir, and he made two reishes, two zainin, and he's high.
We'll talk about that soon.
Here they mean Zos, yeah. We'll talk about that soon. There's a big machlokes. And he'll erase that as fossil. It's fossil. Because that's a derech, because there's a difference in Hilchis Ksiva Sefer Torah and then Hilchis Shabbos. And those are Ksiva Sefer Torah. No. Hilchis Ksiva, yeah, but that's, there will be puzzle. It's puzzle. There will be puzzle. There you need Derech Ksiva. But by Shabbos, the Malach of Shabbos, you need the accomplishment. But here is the Kismul Hamas Ashira Zois. Sabtom, you need Derech Ksiva. And this is not called Derech Ksiva. So that's why by Megillah won't be good, and by all things it won't be good. But by Shabbos, the Malach is the accomplishment. I made two oishes. So no chilek, and I made it this way and that way. This is a special din, and the machlekes are rishonim in this. But the Rambam holds you chayev. Yeah, because of shnei zainim. Yeah. You'll have something similar, it'll be chayiv. He's kaven lichtoiv ches, but let's speak about the other way around. He wanted to write a ches. So he had kavonah to write one ois. That was his kavonah. Because of shnei zainin. And he wrote two Zainin, and he didn't end up with making the Chatoitris. So he's not Chayiv of Kaysiv. Kaysiv, you have to want to write two Oishis. I didn't want to write two Oishis. I wanted to write a Ches, and I forgot to put the Chatoitris. So, but the two Zainin, which came about, was Shaloi Bekabonet, that means there was no intent to make two oishis. So therefore he's not chayve. It's felt to Malachas Machshevis. I mean, the two Zainim, which now are in existence, I didn't want to make them. I wanted to make a ches. So it's missing the Malachas Machshevis. Oi, she's coming lichtoi mem. Now, a mem in reality is attaching a chof and a vov. So that's a mem. You have a chof and then a vov at the end, and that's a mem. So, but what happens if he didn't attach the vov to the chof? So there's a space between the chof and the vov. So he ended up with chof vov. So he made two oishes, but he didn't want to make two oishes. He wanted to make a mem. So again, there's not, so the two oishes that he made is not melechus machemes. He wanted to make one ois mem. He was not successful in what he wanted to do, and what he did, he had no intent to do, so he's not chayiv. That means the chav did not attach to the vav, so he didn't end up with a mem. He had kavanah to make a mem. So the two oishes which came about were done without an intent, so it's not meleches machshemes.
It
makes it into a reish.
But he didn't realize it, he just wanted to cut it off. Just to Mishigaski, this thing was, just to cut it off, you know, and then someone told you, made a reish.
Mm-hmm. So then it's just about the meleches machshemes, I mean, it's just about the highest. Yeah. Fine. Now we will speak about he's carving if I am say oisiyos she'amalnu lechiyuv. We said a person is chayiv for two oisiyos. Who afilu im loynase teva al yedeze. Even though these two oishes do not spell anything, do not make a word. Kegoin Aleph Gimel. He wrote an Aleph Gimel. So he wrote two oishes, but this Aleph Gimel is nothing. Chiyotze bezeh. Yichayev. So two different oishes. And they don't spell out a word. Yichayev. Now, Vafilu im hoyu shteyem shavois mishem echot. What if these two oishes were the same oish? Kigoyin teis, gag, choch, dad, ruchidoyme, gam keichayev. Is also chayiv. But here, the Rambam Shita is that there's a difference. If you write two different oishes, so then it doesn't have to spell, it doesn't have to mean anything. I wrote two oishes and he's chayiv. If he wrote the same oishes, if I wrote the same oish, and since it spells out a word, so you also chayiv. Now here, I'm not too clear with the Dirshu says. The Dirshu says such a law as follows. He says, what happens if a person had a carbon paper? And he has one paper and a carbon and then another paper. And he writes a Zion. So he wrote one Zion, but Ramaisa, he wrote two Zions. Because with the carbon paper, he wrote two Zions. So he says, Yechayev. Because I wrote two Zions. I mean, so he's right, I wrote two Zions. But I'm just wondering, since these are two different papers, if you can be mitzarev them for a word. Now, we'll see later if they were at the, could be, I mean, if they were, we'll have later such a law, if they was written at the end of the paper, so then you could be mitzarev them. Because then you can take these two papers and I'll have Zion, and I'll have Zos. Would be in the middle of the paper, then it won't be so pushed. But,
well, you can see what there's done. I think that there's, you know, the abbreviation, kind of solid,
I don't think so. I think Aleph also. Aleph is, abbreviation is not like the mem is maisa. I mean, it's not the, I think you have to have a, according to the Shitas HaRambam, you have to have a, it has to spell out a word. Vasilu imhoyo daitoi mitchilo lichtoi yoisel. He wrote tough. He wanted to write Kigoin's Pitnu Oigadois. That means he's not finished. He wanted to write, he didn't want to write pace. Because of Rak Shtei Oisiyes Eilu Mehem Afabikain Chayev. You also Chayev. That means if I want, the Gemara says a person writes Shame Mishimein. Achas may achas, and what makes a drash? That means a person wanted to write Shimon Mem Ayin. And he wrote Shin Mem. So Shin Mem is also a word. Shame, so he wrote something. So even though he didn't complete what he wanted to write, but since he wrote something, so Memele, it is a Shivis, and he's Chayev.
Come on, look at this, not this. It's not in the name.
Yeah, but could be that's also sufficient. Now I really don't know this. The way we are learning, I don't understand the whole thing because by two different oishias, it doesn't have to spell out anything. So I don't know. Here, by titno, here it did spell out taste. But he wanted to write more. He wanted to write Titnu. So let's speak about his marshal. Titnu, so he, even though he wanted to write out a whole word, but Yesh Bechlau Mosayim Oneh, that means if you want to write Titnu, you want to write Tov. So Tov is also a word, or Gadois is also a word. Fine. Yeah. Vida. The Lafi Ma Shanivsak Lael Bisimin Lamedvov. The Ain has a Unim Shal Oisiyos Shatnes Gates Ma'akev. That means in Simin Lamedvov and Hilchis Ksivis Tfilin, it says that the Oisiyos Shatnes Gates, all of them have tagin on the shin, on the ayin. So there, so the chatchila, a person writes a parsha of tefillin, a sefer Torah, he should make tagin. But there it says, b'di'eved, if he didn't make the tagin, it's kosher, it's not na'akev. Alme the mikri ksav belois, it's called the ksav. So therefore, imkein koisev shtei oisiyos. So if a person will write, say, Oishis Afsilu, Besefer, Teure, Tfilin, Mezuzas, believe the union, Am Kechayev. That means even though I wrote in a Sefer Teure, but since with the evidence kosher, so it's called, I wrote to Oishis. Velchoshkein, Miksav Baalme, the mikri ksav v'chayiv, and not by a sefer Torah, I'll write something else without the tagin. It's not called a ksav. V'chayin noigin begitin. When you write a get, shekoysen believe the union. We write a get without tagin. So it's not called a ksav. K'mavur b'evin hazer simin kub chavov. Al medahavi ksav gomol afil. Yeah, so Mamele, so that's called a nemesis ksav. So that's one thing. Gan, another thing. The meleches ksive hu midei reise b'chol ksav u b'chol loshen. That means any type of a ksav, and any type of a language, that means the that is a din kosher. Va'ayin la'el b'simin shinvav v'yolocha sh'biyalnu d'cheinu haskomas kol apoiskim. Because of a Rambam, another lochem, nafilu mishnei simonios, a person will write two numbers, he might oisios, he wrote numbers, chayiv. Vahainu kegoyin sha'osa ha-simonim ha-moirim al ha-mispo. That means he wrote two numbers. So even though it's not two oisies, but that's called a koisev, and he's a chayiv. It's
very
interesting what you're saying. Could be. I really don't know. Well, there was a language. I mean, there was. Okay, fine. This was a. That's a musical language, Jesus. It's telling you. Could be. Just like numbers are telling me a cheshbon and mispos. So this is telling me a cheshbon and how the song goes. Could very well be. Yeah. Stay icy ice. Sha'amalno lechiyuv. Now, these two oises that we said were chayiv, afilu im kosvon b'shnei dapei pinkos, he wrote them on two pages, v'hein negin ze im ze, but these two oises could be read together, even though they were written on two pages. Dahainu sheksovon b'sivseyem. That means he wrote on two pages. He wrote one ois over here on the end of the page. He wrote one ois over here on the end of the page. Now, theoretically, he can put one ois next to the other ois, and they can be read together. So if they can be read together, so that is called... the two oises have to be able to see them together. Dahainu shiksova b'siv seyem shiuchel likreis and kachas. Vafilu im ksovon b'shnei kosley zovils mibifnim chayit. If you have a house and when the two walls come together, he writes one ois on one wall by the corner where they come together, the other ois on the other wall, and you look at these two oises, they're read together, you see both oises together, mibifnim chayit. Oil shah yuzu kinegedzu, biyochel likroison kaachas, they can't be read together. Vafilu lokach gvil, he took a gvil, he wrote on the corner of the gvil one ice, the Medina Zoo. V'holach ba'is ha'yoyim v'kosav ois shniya b'medina acheres v'megila acheres al svoso chayir. Ze bizman she mikolvon negim zeim zem Ve'ein mechusa maisa likrei vosom. That means you just have to bring them together, yeah. He wrote one ois in Muncie, one ois in Spring Valley. In order, I have to come now from Muncie to Spring Valley, but that is cool, that's only called mechusa kreva. But if, let's say, I wrote one ois in the middle, and another ois in the middle, and the only way they can be read together, if I'll cut away the chelik of the daf, and then I can put this next to that, so that's called mechusa ksitze. That is not considered considered a toisev shtei oisius.
Sometimes you go to soup on Shabbos, there is a pork thing.
Yeah.
So if you made it straight.
We learned about it yesterday. Yeah. So what? Yeah. So there's a machloikis, Rav Moshe and Rav Nissim Karelis. Rav Nissim Karelis asks us. Take another. If someone told me, Rav Yaakov wanted to make, told someone they should tape up all the siddurim before Shabbos, that they shouldn't have come to this problem. And Rav Nissim Karelis asks us, he says that's called, we hear by chudei ha-sefer, if you have written on the edges of a sefer, that there are mekilim, because that's derech tashmisha, you open, you shut it, it's like a del, it's like a door, you open and shut it, it's not called I'm creating something. But here, if you have a torn page, so Rav Nissim Karelis asks, and Rav Moshe says, it depends. If you can figure out the ois without putting it together, so that's not called a kaisa. I mean, I can see it's a, if you have to put it together in order to figure out what it says, then it's not so posh.
You know, you have two books, you have things that like may have windows in it. You know, it will have like three letters starting, and then you switch the page and the window will change it. Change the word. Let's say the word starts like animal, then animate, Christianity, sample. You know, one page will have animal, then you turn the page to the window of the animate.
I don't. They see you're making it. That means you have A and I, that's a standard. Yeah. And then in the window, you could have M A L or M A T E. We didn't learn about this yet. We're only learning about making letters. Here you're talking about the letters were made already to make words. This could be a different shaila, which we didn't learn about this yet. Aveling kosav ois achas ba'oretz ois achas ba'koirem. One ois was on the ground, one ois was on a beam. Ois kosav asnei kislei abayis v'yirachoykin zemizem. Ois al shnei dapei pinkis v'yivin shei negim zemizem. They cannot be read together. Kotav. Alas. Sabbath. Sabbath. Sabbath.